far. Thank you, Kathy. Also, today I get to remind you that our community Thanksgiving service is next Sunday at 7 p.m. at McGregor Presbyterian. You know, we're part of this little community thing that we've been doing it at different churches. We're going to have it at McGregor, and unfortunately, it is my turn to preach. So I'll be preaching there at McGregor next Sunday evening. So please join us as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Also out on the table in the narthex, we've been inviting you to take the tech team survey. If you haven't done it or it's too much technology to do the tech team survey on the computer, we have paper copies out there. And so feel free to take one and fill it out. We're really hoping for your opinion. Need to remind you that the deadline to order poinsettias for Christmas is this Tuesday at noon. So please take action as you would desire. There are also forms out there on the table in the narthex. Shannon is not here, but Pat Crosby wants to talk about Family Promise for just a second. Thank you, Pat. I want to echo something about that. You know, we have so many needs out in our community, and we think, well, we don't make a difference. Well, this program really seeks to try to help homeless families reestablish their own home and get a new place. And when we have families graduate, like what happened, that's such a rewarding experience because you know you're getting them a new beginning. And I wanted to just say you make a difference by being part of this program. And thank you. It's just what we can hope for. Jonathan, your turn.
Morning. So this weekend we had a lot of our youth go up to something called Hand in Hand, which is something the city does. They're at Greenville this year doing a bunch of different service work. I saw some of the pictures online. It looks like they're having a blast. Carly was leading devotions, so that was really cool to see as well. So out in the narthex, you'll see a poster board with a bunch of stockings, with a bunch of fun
Thank you, Jonathan. Let's prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who calls us into an everlasting hope, who guides us to springs of the water of life, who enlightens us with the Spirit of wisdom. One with the communion of saints in all times and places, let us confess our sin against God and one another. O God, our merciful Redeemer, we confess the ways we live only for ourselves. We fail to see you in our neighbor's face. We turn our ears from voices that cry out. We pass by the hungry and the oppressed. In your great mercy, forgive our sin and strengthen us for service to all in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sin. Blessed are you. Rejoice and be glad, beloved people of God. Amen. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For the reign of God and for peace throughout the world,
for the unity of all,
let us pray to the
Lord. Have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For the strength to live your word,
let us pray to the
Lord. Have mercy, Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Save and defend us, O God.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you show forth your almighty power chiefly by reaching out to us in mercy. Grant us the fullness of your grace. Strengthen our trust in your promises and bring all the world to share in the treasures that come through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and would the children please come forward. Good morning. I have my Kroger bag here with me. And I wanted to show you what I have in this Kroger bag. I have a can of Hormel chili with no beans. Do you like chili? No, you don't like chili? Okay, well, that's not good. Oh, this you'll like. Do you like SpaghettiOs? You like SpaghettiOs? Yeah, okay. Good. Old-fashioned vegetable soup. No! On a cold day like this, you don't like old-fashioned vegetable soup? Denty Moore beef stew. What do you people eat? All right, I know what you eat. You eat this last thing in this bag. Peanut butter. You don't like peanut butter? Well, good, because you know what? This food isn't for you anyway. This is some food that people have given us here at the church so that when people come by who don't have any food, we can give them some food to eat. Now think, if you might not like Denty Moore beef stew, but if you didn't have any food to eat, do you think you could choke it down? Yeah, probably so, yeah. And so this is one of the ways that we express God's love to other people, is to say, if you're in need, come to us and we'll give you this food. That's kind of neat, isn't it? In our psalm that we're going to sing in just a few minutes after the first lesson, there's a line in there that God feeds the hungry. God takes care of the poor. And so that's what I want. I wanted to bring this food to show you that. Or maybe you heard us talking a few minutes ago about family promise. This week we had a family living here at our church because they didn't have a home. They had no home at all. And so they were living here. But this week, while they were here with us, they were finally able to get in their very own home. That's God helping to take care of the poor. And sometimes, like with that family or with this food, God does that through us. God invites us to be part of taking the love that God gives to us and giving it to other people. And sometimes that can look like peanut butter. How about that? God's love looking like peanut butter or beef stew or vegetable soup or any of these foods over here, because we're expressing to people God's love. So that's what I wanted you to remember. We do lots of things for other people because we know that God loved us and God loves them. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for all your love to us. Help us to take the love you have given us and give it to other people. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Reading from 1 Kings. The word of the Lord came down to Elijah, saying, "Go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel so that I may drink." As she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterwards make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be emptied, and the jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. She went and did as Elijah said, so that she, as well as he and her household, ate for many days. The jar of meal was not empty, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. The word of the Lord. A reading from Hebrews. Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again, as a high priest enters the holy place year after year with blood that is not his own. for then he would have had to suffer again and again since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the age to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for mortals to die once, and after that the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A tourist came too close to the edge of the Grand Canyon, lost his footing and plunged over the side, clawing and scratching to save himself. After he went out of sight and just before he fell into space, he encountered a scrubby brush, which he desperately grabbed with both hands, stopping his fall. Filled with terror, he called up for help. "Is anyone up there?" he yelled. "Yes, I am here," a powerful voice came out of the sky. "Can you help me?" the man cried. "I fell over a cliff and I'm dangling in space, holding onto a bush that's about to let go. I need help." The voice from up above said, "Yes, I can help. Do you believe?" "Yes, yes," the man cried, "I believe," the voice said. "Then simply let loose of the bush and trust me. Everything will work out fine." There was a tense pause, and then the man yelled, "Is there anybody else up there?" There's probably more truth than fiction to that story. Not that it really happened, but that it would happen if we were in that situation. Trusting is hard. We are taught to depend on ourselves. We have grown to trust what we see and feel, what has worked in the past in our world. And I think it would be hard for us to let go of that bush too, no matter how much faith and trust we have. That's what was so amazing about the widow in the temple that day. You know the story, how Jesus watched people put large sums in the temple treasury and then watched as a widow put in two small coins. He told his disciples that she had put in more than any of the others, because while the others gave out of their abundance, she gave everything she had. In trust, in complete trust of God, in complete trust that God would take care of her. Is there anyone else up there? We might cry. I know who is up there, she declared. One day, a father and his young son were out in the country, climbing around in some low cliffs and gorges. Suddenly, the father heard a voice from above yell, "Hey, Dad, catch!" He turned around to see his son joyfully jumping off a rock straight at him. He had jumped first and then yelled out, "Hey, Dad." As the father caught him, they both fell to the ground. And then catching his breath, the father said, "Son, can you give me one good reason why you did that?" And their boy responded with, "Sure, because you're my dad." Well, maybe in our world, we do too much looking before we leap. The woman that Jesus saw in the temple that day took a leap of trusting herself completely to God. And I think I know the reason. She knew that God was her father. She knew that God would catch her. She knew that no matter what, she would end up in God's loving arms. Keith Hartzell tells the story of being with a friend who used an unusual password to unlock his cell phone, Pro Nobis. Keith asked him what Pro Nobis meant and why he chose that for a password. The friend said it was Latin and it meant for us. Then the friend talked about times in his life when he had faced difficulty and trouble, and that he had found true healing and hope with the realization that in all things, God is for us. That's the kind of trust the widow had that day in the temple. She knew that God was for her and that God is for each of us, that we can rely on God and that God will not forsake us. What a comfort there is to know that that's the God we have. In the midst of all that life offers, the joys, the sorrows, the successes and struggles, the tears and moments of wonder and grandeur, God is with us and God holds us. Pro nobis, God is for us. Sometimes I think we all ought to put a couple of pennies in our wallet or purse and just leave them there, so that every time we open them and see those pennies, we are reminded of this widow, of her absolute trust in God, and to know once more, to be reminded that God is for us. Now, I've said it a couple of times already, this kind of trust is hard. Far too often in life, we might want to cry out, searching for someone else. But remember, pro nobis, God is for us. God is for you forever. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of mercy. Shootings, fires, death, destruction. The headlines seem to scream about a world out of control. What we know certainly is that it is beyond us. But, O God, we trust that it is not beyond you. Increase our trust. And lead us to place ourselves in your hands. Strengthen our faith and assurance that we are yours and that you are for us. Lord, in your mercy, living God, we thank you today for all those who have served our country and pray for your continued blessing on them. Like them, may we give our lives in service to the great cause of living your compassion and love in our world. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Father, you have promised to heal the sick and to mend the brokenhearted. To those who are sick, bring your healing. To those who suffer, bring relief. To those in sorrow, those who mourn, those who have been lost and forgotten, bring your comfort. To all of us, bring your peace. Bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O Lord, bless your church here. Continue to lead us as we seek to serve you and follow your way. Give us zeal in our ministry together and excitement for all you are doing in our world. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit that we might offer ourselves to you always. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Creator God, you made everything, and you provide for every need. The bread we break and the wine we pour come from you. As we eat and drink with thanksgiving, fill us with your love, that flow through us to others, and join us to the saints before us in holy and boundless communion. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy are you, God. God, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want, and by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine, you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we may speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.